This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Nam Kim reports Israel has expanded its evacuation orders after a deadly strike in northern Gaza.
The Israeli military is ordering more evacuations in southern Gaza in one of its largest directives yet. With the distant sound of drones, Gazan families are dismantling their shelters, some for the seventh time. Where are we going? We don't know, Mohammed Ashour says. There's no safe place left, not even a humanitarian zone. The latest order applies to areas in and around Khan Yunis, including part of a humanitarian zone from which Israel says Hamas has been launching attacks. I'm Nayan Kim.
Anti-racism demonstrators gathered on Liverpool's waterfront on Saturday, counter-protesting after nearly 2 weeks of anti-immigration protests and rioting across England. Jackie Bell does not want more violence in her city.
It's really important that we come out and show that we are a united city. This city will not tolerate violence. You can take all the politics out of it, but ultimately, I don't want my city ransacked by thugs.
Demonstrators carried signs welcoming refugees, calling for open borders and opposing what they see as racism and Islamophobia in the anti-immigration protests, which broke out in late July. The protests were sparked by online posts falsely identifying the suspected killer of three young girls in a knife attack on July 29th in Southport, Northwest England, as an Islamist migrant. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has indirectly acknowledged ongoing military actions in Russia's Kursk border region to push the war out into the aggressor's territory. Zelensky made the comment late Saturday in his nightly address. It came days after Ukraine began a surprise military incursion into that region. Ukraine's incursion into Russia continued for 6 days.